This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. For tonight, this hour is being brought to you by new sponsor S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. We're going to run that this hour because it's sort of related to that which we're going to talk about, but that's just the beginning of it. Joining me from Sage Dynamics is Chief Instructor Aaron Cowan, who's on the road. Where are you headed to? We got Aaron? We had Aaron? Aaron? Shall we hang up and try to get him again there, you think, Patrick?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, let's try that. We're going to talk about something called the Classified, which is the Agency Arms AR-15. And Aaron was the one at SHOT Show that debuted it. So he knows more about it than I do. I know some things about it. Now, one thing that is most interesting about it for me is the muzzle device, because on one hand you have a comp on the end of it. This sort of reminds me of the Noveski comp. It's big, it's thick, but you can pop that off, and then you have another muzzle device that looks like a can would fit on it just straight away without any modification whatsoever. And it's one of the pop-on ones, not one of the screw-on ones, because I always notice the screw-on ones seem to come loose all the time. So that's interesting, but there's some other things I want to ask him about as well. Have we got him? Do we know?
Not yet.
He may have hit a dead. That's a possibility. It is a possibility. So, let's do this. Since I was going to talk about Agency Arms, let's talk about Agency Arms in the meantime. Some of you that Agency Arms currently has three types of weapons that I'm aware of, with others that are in development that haven't even made it to me. Aaron probably knows some of them. I don't know what they are. Now, first of all, are there Glock conversions that they do, which they have three trims, if you will. They have the field gun, the urban, and the hybrid. The Glock 21 that I have is an urban. The other two Glocks, my 19 and my 17, are field guns. All of those setups cost the same. It's the same price point to get all that work done. The reason I use them is because they have taken a few things, primarily the trigger, and taken it down to a degree to where it is absolutely flawless. Now, I like the Glock trigger anyway. What they've done is done away with the take-up. Got them back? Okay. Enough of me. Joining me on the road, like I said, is the head instructor of Sage Dynamics, Aaron Cowan. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Were you, like, in a bad spot? Were you under some wires?
Yeah, I'm driving through, I think we're, mid-Oklahoma, headed towards Texas right now. So we went through a little bit of bad patch there, but I think I'm good now.
What are you doing going to Texas?
I'm teaching a two-day night vision class just outside of Houston.
Do you have any old guys in classes like that? Because that'll never be something I ask you to teach me.
I haven't yet, but I don't see any reason why it won't happen.
Well, it's because, I mean, I've used night vision before. I used night vision when I was in the military, and it's great. Night vision is great. It's a little, it was easier for me to use the military's because I didn't have to buy it.
Yeah, this is true.
So are cops or?
Well, with this class, this is an open enrollment class, so if you want to take the class and you don't own night vision, that's not an issue. We provide it.
You and I will have to have a chat later on when we're not on the air. Now, at SHOT Show, and what I thought was it was a mark of genius on the part of Mr. Parks and Niesfonder, they got Paul Van Dunk, who's a trainer in his own right, to introduce the knock, and they got you.
Yes, sir.
They got you, who I would think is one of the most heavily identified, not out on the West Coast instructors, that is all agency arms just about. They got you to debut the classified AR-15.
Yes, sir.
What is your impression of that gun? Now, I know that you have, you've done a lot of stuff with primary weapon systems. I mean, the guns that you shoot could not be considered to be, base models. So, where does this gun fall for you?
Well, I'm actually, I stand behind the rifle 100% just because, if I didn't, it wouldn't be something that I'd want to be involved in. I think that the fact that there were so many quality companies involved in bringing that rifle to market, everybody's got a really strong touch of quality on the features, and just the mindset that went into designing everything. It's got some unique features. That I think add value to the platform, and identify some issues that, some shooters are like, well, I don't like this or I don't like that. This rifle streamlines as much as possible some of those particular features that we've seen on rifles in the past. And as a DI gun, I think it's one of the best platforms you could get into if you plan on running like a suppressor.
Is that because of the muzzle device and how it's like a convertible?
Well, the my two favorite features on the rifle are the rail, which is it's a Key-Mod rail, and so you get up front. Towards the front of the rail, it's Key-Mod and Picatinny at the same time. And the great thing about that is most of your hard mount accessories, such as flashlights, D-balls, techs, and lasers, and things like that, their default mounting system is Picatinny, because Picatinny is still the military standard. Well, this rail allows you to mount what you normally wouldn't be able to mount on the rail without having to get some kind of a Key-Mod adapter for it. So you can still run Key-Mod accessories, but if you have a flashlight or a pack or something like that that's Picatinny, you can still mount it to the same rail, which I think is genius. And then the bolt carrier group is four position adjustable for suppressed and unsuppressed. So you can kind of tune the gas system right there at the ejection port with a flathead screwdriver without having to mess with an adjustable gas block.
See, I didn't notice that when I saw the side picture of it. I was like, that looks like a slot for a screwdriver. I didn't know what it was for.
Yeah.
But I knew that was an adjustment.
It gives you four positions for gas regulation. Because if the gas is already going into the bolt carrier group, then why not regulate it there as opposed to trying to regulate it at the gas block?
Coming up on the first break, tell people how to find you at Sage Dynamics and all of the places that you write for.
I am at sagedynamics.org on the web, and then YouTube /SageDynamics. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at sagedynamics. And I'm also on the new MeWe. You can just look up my name, Aaron Cowan. It'll have the Sage logo, and there I am.
I might want to talk about that when we get back with you. You're the first one I've talked to. I've heard everybody saying, I'm switching. I've been saying it. I'm going to switch. But I want to ask about that when we get back. Sage Dynamics.
Okay.
SageDynamics.org. You get to train with one of the hottest, best instructors in the United States today. And he shaves his head like me, so that means he's very good looking. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They tell some people to go west, and they just go, you know, head west. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part tonight by S3F Solution.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com.
Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. My guest this hour from Sage Dynamics is Aaron Cowan, as he is headed to Texas. Do you teach more on the road than you do at Sage in Georgia?
Last year it was I had probably about half and half local classes and the travel classes, but this year it's definitely more on the road.
Do you like that? I mean, you know, one thing, I don't even know if you're married. Are you married, Aaron?
I'm in a long-term relationship. No, I'm not married. I enjoy being on the road. I enjoy going to different places. And traveling lets me reach students that I wouldn't normally reach, because training can be expensive. You know, usually the cheapest part of training is the class itself. And then you have ammo, food, lodging, gas, airfare if you're flying somewhere. So it always, you know, to me, I want to keep the cost as low as I can to the students. So if I can take a class to Indiana, then I can reach all those students in Indiana that wouldn't normally be able to take a class.
Right. Well, that's mighty nice of you. Anyway, back to the classified. Now, what is the official name of the gun, the classified?
Yeah, that's the name. It originally was Project Classified before it was revealed, and then obviously now that everybody knows it exists, the official name is the classified.
Now, did you shoot that? Have you fired that?
I actually have one in the truck with me right now. I was able to get my hands on it before the official reveal and get a feel for it, and I've been running it nonstop again since yesterday.
Well, I mean, for you, running a gun nonstop is quite a few rounds.
I've put some through it so far.
So are you basically just everything you're carrying now is agency?
No, actually, I still use primary weapon systems as well. I'll be using agency, the classified rifle, but for piston. Because my thing is, I like quality. If people ask me, do you like piston or do you like DI, my answer is going to be yes. I think both platforms have their place, and the primary weapon systems rifle, it's not what you would consider an actual piston. It's more of a long gas, if that makes sense. It's not an actual true piston system. Because if you want to be pedantic, the direct impingement gun is technically a piston gun, just based on the cycle of operation and how the gun functions. But, I'll still be using primary weapon systems as well as agency's rifle.
Now, is the piston system on that, is it the type to where you can run the dirty ammo on it if you wanted to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, from what my experience so far, even with the agency's classified gun, it'll eat anything you put in it. But piston guns have been known for a long time for not being as finicky on ammunition as your traditional DI gun.
I guess that's because it's sort of the AR-15 equivalent of the AK system, which is also a piston system, if you will.
Yes,
now,
yes.
How much does the classified weigh?
Without, depending on what muzzle device you have on it, I think, 6.6 ounces, or 6 pounds, 2 ounces? 6 pounds, 5 ounces. And that's with iron sight. Not with an optic or sling or anything, but with iron sight, rifle's weight. Just over 6 pounds.
That's not bad. You know, nowadays everybody's trying to go polymer to make it lighter, but I mean, that's a steel gun, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is, of course, my personal opinion. I think you can actually make the rifle too light. I fired some rifles within the last year that they had done every single thing possible to take as much weight out of the rifle as possible. And once you get down to a 5-pound AR, the recoil impulse is much more pronounced, and you tend to have a bit more muzzle wobble despite what muzzle device you're using. So for me, the sweet spot is right in there between 6 and 7.5 pounds, I think, is your ideal AR-15 weight.
I had never thought of it quite that way. So this is the first version of their gun. Now, it looks very ergonomic to me, the way the furniture is Magpul.
Yeah, they're using Magpul furniture. And then as far as the ergonomic, the control features go, you have an ambidextrous short throw safety selector. You have an ALG trigger package, which, you know, is everybody knows ALG makes a really quality trigger, but it's inexpensive. So if you wanted to put something else in there, you have a trigger system that's still quality. You can move it under another rifle if you wanted to. And then it's got ambidextrous magazine release and an ambidextrous bolt release.
Charging handle. What kind of charging handle is it? Because everybody's going to the upscale charging
thing. Raptor. Yeah. It uses the AXPS Raptor, and the safety selector is also AXPS.
Yeah. Mike's going to get me one, and when I get one, that's probably going to be. I don't have a need for more than one of those things.
Yeah.
And I've tried some that were supposed to be the end all be all, and they weighed so much that it was pathetic. Mm-hmm. It was beyond the price range of most sane people. The agency offering I'm looking very much forward to, simply because it's just one. And there's not a whole bunch of other things that go with it and everything else. And it looks like a whole lot of things were done with it. All I have to do really is put the optic on it, don't I? And I'm going to run an aimpoint H1 on it.
Oh, yeah, you'd be good to go. And that's the great thing about this rifle is I can't imagine you needing to put anything else on the gun besides an optic. Like, it's not like, well, if I just get this one more part, or I got to change this, or I don't really like this feature because it's basic. It's already coming with a lot of value added features. So, unless it's just personal preference, like maybe you don't like the grip, or maybe you don't like the stock it comes with, I could see people changing that out. But as far as hard features like the rail and the controls and things like that, I can't see. It's ready to go. It's going to do everything you want it to do within reason.
No, I don't think I want to change too much out of it. That's really not my cup of tea. I'm so used to running stock stuff. I mean, I've run many things that are stock that when I find something that works, the agency trigger on the Glocks, I can't conceive of anything any better than that. Unless they come along with a different trigger, which, you know, that's coming as well. Coming up on the next break, do you still write for Moderno?
I do. I haven't been able to write anything really solid recently. I have about 5 articles right now that are all about 50 to 60% finished.
Right.
Because I'm just the kind of guy that writes 4 or 5 different things at once. But you can definitely be looking for some new articles coming up soon.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. Aaron, do you carry a agency gun as your daily carry pistol?
I do. I carry a Field Model 19.
Which is what I carry. Now, when somebody comes to you and says, why do you carry such an expensive gun or anything like that? Or the other thing that I hear a lot of people talking about, especially some of these legal minds that I think do a little fear-mongering, they say, hey, you know, if you do that, they're going to characterize you as a mad dog. I think if a prosecutor is going to characterize you as a mad dog, he's going to do it no matter what kind of gun you use or what you've done to it.
No, yeah. That's a myth that's been floating around the gun community for a long time. And there's a few instructors out there who kind of encourage that line of thinking. They think you should keep your gun stock no matter what. The problem is there's absolutely no evidence that supports that idea. And this is something I check pretty regularly as far as legal cases and things like that to see, are there cases out there where someone has been successfully prosecuted either criminally or found negligent civilly, such as a tort claim, for modifying their gun in some way. And the only cases I've found are cases in which someone removed a manufacturer's safety device, which caused a negligent accident or negligent discharge, and they actually ended up, you know, like manslaughter or something like that. Like they accidentally killed somebody because they removed the safety feature. You can find those cases. Now, agency doesn't remove any safety features that are built into the Glock. I run a 4-pound trigger on my carry gun, which is lighter than what Glock offers on their stock trigger. But the thing about it is, trigger weight is kind of irrelevant. If your finger's on the trigger when it shouldn't be, no weight of trigger within reason is going to prevent an accident from happening.
I like it. Well, I mean, the reason I like the agency type trigger, which is, you know, typically with a Glock, a stock Glock, is there's take up in it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of guys get, they think they're getting used to that take up, except that's material wearing on material. So, you know, the initial take up is not going to be the same as the take up when you pull the trigger the 200th time.
Yes,
and with the agency trigger, it's already on the wall, and that's why I like it. I don't care how much it weighs, whether it's 5 pounds, 4 pounds. I think mine are either 4 or 3.5. I don't know what it is. It's it breaks like glass, and I like it. So you don't have any issue advising people, well, hey, if you want to carry one of these, by all means, get you one and carry it. And
no,
I don't.
Not. My issue sometimes comes up when someone tries to buy a product to overcome a training shortcoming. Like if they're shooting inaccurately, a lighter trigger is not going to fix that. If they're shooting inaccurately, milling their slide for a red dot is not going to fix that. They need to, you know, and to really drive things home. There's very few gear solutions for training related problems.
I had the weirdest training-related problem when I got out of the hospital after the heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
I had put my finger on the trigger with a part of my finger for years in the same spot. And I was have always, you know, I'm not a bullseye shooter, but I do hit, I'm hitting center of what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of the hospital and doing the same thing, and I'm aiming low left, punching and making a good group, aiming low left. And now I've had to take and push my finger a little bit more into the trigger guard now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is with the same guns I had prior to the heart attack. I don't know what has happened, but it, you know, it happened with, you know, like my first gun was my Salient Agency Arms 19. And when I got that, it was beautiful. It's just fast. It was dead center, boom, 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 just the way everybody demonstrates them. Come out of the hospital, not happening. So, anyway.
We just lost them.
Did we?
Mobile phone stuff.
You just got to love the mobile phone technology. Anyway, if this is a kind, I mean, stock guns, I don't mind carrying stock guns, but one of the guns I do carry is a stock gun. But if I can take the gun and improve it and get a percentage here and a percentage there and a percentage this way and a percentage that way, and agency is the, you know, they're the ones that originated everything, that's why I go with them. So, hey, that's the way it is. And that's the way it's going to be. Still no joy on getting him back.
10 seconds.
Roger that, I guess. 10 seconds, okay. So, anyway, coming up next when he gets back, we're going to talk about training if we get him back. If not, we're going to talk about training anyway, because I'm about to change my training. I'm about to change it, and I'm going to incorporate a couple of things into it. And Roger that. It's bad on the road, isn't it?
Well, we were just going through a dead spot again. We're bouncing from town to town out in rural Oklahoma. So hopefully it looks like we're in a better area now. I won't lose you again before the segment's over.
That's good. As far as training, is the method of training beginning to change, because we've got all of these when you're looking at training. Are you looking at these scenarios where you're facing multiple opponents like you might, let's say, in a Nairobi Westgate Mall or something? Have you started to make that shift yet?
Well, I think it's definitely possible. It's something I address in some classes that are specifically focused on something like that, like my active shooter response class, which is becoming more and more of a popular class. But when it comes to by defensive handgun fundamentals, you're still more likely to face a single attacker than you are a multiple attacker. But since it is entirely possible for you to face multiple attackers, it's definitely something I address.
Now, a lot of people here lately, I've been seeing a bunch of trainers out there that have been somewhat critical of the thing where you make your punch out, you fire your rounds, and you pull it back in, and then you look around. They describe that as the institutionalized dogma. Is that what you teach, or have you taught a different sort of, I mean, if I was involved in a shooting and I'm shooting at somebody and the shooting stops for the short period of time, I'm going to be looking for some cover because I don't know what's coming next. I'm not going to just stand there out in the middle of anything.
Well, I think the apprehension for that particular technique is two reasons. One, because the trainers may be speaking based strictly on a lot of range experience. And two, I've seen some guys who use that technique that they're literally, they're not paying attention to their threat long enough. So if I engage my threat, I fire X amount of rounds and my threat ceases to be a threat in that small moment of time. Maybe they go to the ground, maybe they surrender, maybe they become incapacitated. I still need to maintain a muzzle picture on that threat for a short period of time to make sure that they are in fact, at least in that moment, incapacitated.
Right.
But at that point, I need to take half a second to a full second to readdress my surroundings. And if you look at, go on Lively, go on YouTube, go on the internet, and look at videos of actual shooting engagement, it is entirely natural for people to look around after they've engaged someone with gunfire for whatever they're actually looking for, be it cover, be it the family member they are with, be it additional threat. I think it's completely sensical to teach people to look around, but I think what's more important is we need to teach them when to look around, because we don't want them to stop paying attention to their threat too soon, because a known threat is always going to take priority over what could be an unknown threat. But for me, looking around is more than, it's more about just reestablishing your awareness of the situation, identifying witnesses, identifying exits, identifying cover, identifying, hey, where's your family members you're with go? Where's your girlfriend go? Where's your wife go? Where your kids at? Like reestablishing all that information.
We'll expand on that when we get back. We're going into break. You hang on one more time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Looking for a standard, trying to find a way to go. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is from Sage Dynamics, Aaron Callen. Last time we're going to be talking to him tonight. Let me ask you a question with a civilian, okay? With somebody that like me, that's walking around,
yes,
like you on a daily basis, or like anybody that we know. Where does the AR come into play when you're training somebody in self-defense? Where do you see that falling in place?
Well, I think the biggest focus for the rifle platform is going to be home defense. And it's going to be like so-called, I guess, for lack of a better term, like perimeter homestead defense, like your proper. And of course, state law is going to dictate, you know, legally what you're able to do inside your home versus directly outside your home on your property. But that's where I like to start when it comes to teaching the rifle in a defensive fashion, is getting people used to the idea of using that rifle in somewhat close quarters. It's very important to be able to shoot accurately, you know, 50, 100, 200 meters. But it's far more likely that if you're going to use a rifle in self-defense as a citizen, it's going to be 5 meters, 10 meters, maybe 15 meters. But, you know, I tell people all the time, what's the longest shot you could have to take inside your home? And some people have never even thought about it that way. Well, like, I don't even know. Like, I know, like, from my bedroom to my front door. I was like, yeah, but how far is that? And they're like, you know, like, well, like maybe 10 meters. I was like, okay, you know what your point of aim, point of impact difference is at 10 meters based on your zero. So I like to get into that so people can really see how their rifle is going to perform at closer quarters. And then as the classes progress, we start moving back and gaining more and more distance.
So you don't see that as a... You don't see, and I know that it is a very rare case. I know it is a very rare case,
yeah.
But you don't see the need to carry one around with you, for example?
No, I mean, I keep a rifle in my truck, but it's not my default self-defense weapon.
Right.
It's there in the very unlikely but still possible time that a situation should develop where I have access to that rifle, and that rifle would be prudent and it would be necessary. But if, you know, if I'm in the mall, which, you know, I rarely go to a mall, but we'll use that as an example. If I'm inside the mall and I'm halfway inside the building in a shooting situation, I'm going to use my handgun. I'm not going to try to run out of my truck and grab my rifle and come back inside. I don't have time for all that. And it also isn't really commonsensical in most situations to bring the rifle inside with you. So the rifle's in the truck in the event that the situation develops where I have access to it.
So is that ever going to be part of your syllabus, or you're going to teach that where it does it, it do you ever see a scenario where it might spill to where if you
it's talked about
from a mall, even if you egress, I mean, even if you've made your way out of the mall?
Well, I think, and again, it's going to be state dependent, but in a situation like that, if you leave the mall, there's somebody's going to ask you the question, well, why'd you go back in?
Right.
Now, obviously, if it's an active shooter situation, I think that would be easily explained. But if it's literally like some kind of personal profit crime, like an argument or an altercation develops or somebody threatens you with bodily harm and then you run out of your truck to take your rifle, obviously that's not going to fly. But it's something I do address. I do talk about the rifle, especially because there are quite a few people who do, you know, they live in a, you know, state that allows, you know, they carry the rifle in their vehicle. In fact, in my advanced vehicle self-defense course, anybody who does carry a rifle in their vehicle, I encourage them to bring it with them to the class so that they can run some drills, some scenarios where they might have to access that weapon system inside the vehicle and use it.
That, I mean, do you ever do anything along the lines of that kind of training?
Yeah. It's you know, if you're going to keep a rifle in a place, be it your house or your vehicle, then you need to practice deploying it from those places and using it inside those environments. So my job as a trainer is to just address the fact that people are going to do that, so I want to be able to provide them with the quality training to give them the skill set that they can practice for efficiency.
Yeah, that part of it I'm still now do you also train, I know you train law enforcement, have you started getting into training military as well?
I've got a couple potential military classes coming up this year, but dealing with the government, it's always, they contact you, they get a hold of, you know, your course outline, and then they tell you, like, hey, this is the month we'd like to do it. We'll let you know as soon as we can if it's a go or not. So usually you find out, sometimes you can find out well in advance, but usually you find out 30 days prior when they want you to do it.
Is that really not good business to try to depend on too?
No, I mean, I'll train anybody who's willing to learn. But training on the military side could be very lucrative, but I don't think it's as lucrative as it once was. So I definitely don't want to put all my eggs in one basket.
I understand. Law enforcement, though, is law enforcement training starting to shift? Are they starting to? Law enforcement, as far as I can tell, doesn't have a lot of small unit tactic acumen when they get out there and move. In the times I've seen them actually do it,
law enforcement training is definitely evolving. It's definitely getting more realistic. But all that realism is coming from outside of law enforcement instead of inside of law enforcement. It's not the department trainers usually that are pushing more progressive, more intelligent training. It's outside instructors coming in to do it. A good friend of mine, actually, he's another agency guy, William Petty. He teaches predominantly law enforcement. He's up, I think he's still up there. He's up in New York right now doing an active killer interdiction course because the NYPD, their active shooter or active killer, whatever term you want to use, response training isn't as good as what he's able to provide.
The NYPD doesn't train as well as William Petty does, which I know William Petty's a big law enforcement trainer, but the NYPD has not yet gotten to that point.
I'm not saying they're not capable of doing it. I'm saying that they're not. They wanted an outside, basically a fresh look at their program so they can bring in someone to modernize their training.
That is something I think they probably did need. And William's the one they're doing it with?
Yeah, he's up there right now running a class. It was a three-day. And he'd been up there previously. In fact, he was up there last year doing his vehicle close-quarters combat course for them as well.
Well, I hope they listen to him. I hope they listen to him. Right now they're trying a case in New York where a new cop,
mm-hmm.
Somehow or other, he managed to accidentally pull his 12-pound trigger and ricochet around up a stairwell and kill somebody with it because he's scared.
That's not good.
And you know, they, that New York trigger, the New York trigger does not make up for that lack of training. They need to really seriously revamp their trigger or their training syllabus up there in New York. But anyway, I've got a couple of things coming to me very shortly that, I was going to do it with the pistols, and then Parks starts telling me, well, then I'm going to be sending you this, and I'm going to be sending you this too. And I was just like, well, let's just do it all at one time. But very shortly, we're going to do something for agency, you and I, if you'll do it, that is. I hope you'll
do it. Oh, absolutely. We'll just have to make sure that we plan it out ahead of time so I can make a hole in my schedule for you.
There you go. Then right after that, we're all going to go get tattoos on our shaved heads. What are you going to get? I'm going to get like a William Shatner hairdo tattooed on my head, circa Wrath of Khan.
I might get a banana wearing like a Dr. Seuss hat, something like that.
Well, then that'll take the world of the tactical by storm. Although I want to thank you for being a bald guy who hasn't grown a beard. Everybody out there's grown a beard, like that's the only way to be. Do they understand?
No, I don't need a beard.
Well, I mean, the tactical beards that they're growing, that's because the Taliban grows them, right? They're trying to mix in with the Taliban. Are there a bunch of those in Las Vegas?
They wanted to blend in. I think originally it was because people wanted to blend in with the local population. And then it just became a very fashionable thing to do.
Okay. I don't find it fashionable. I'm sorry, Aaron. I don't find it fashionable. I'm very pleased that you remain smooth from the shoulders up. Good deal, sir. You can find Aaron and his stuff starting at sagedynamics.org. Do you have links there for all the places where you write and the MeWe that I forgot to talk to you about?
Or you can just Google Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics. You'll find all kinds of stuff.
Indeed. So, anyway. Thank you for joining me. Trip there to Texas, be sure and drive carefully, and we will be in touch soon.
All right. I appreciate it, Bill.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Coming up next, this just came in. Apparently, Obama, who I postulated before, has been invested in gun companies. Turns out Obama's invested in gun companies. That's pretty funny to me. When I said it, I was saying it in jest. I never thought it. But he really is. Hour number three coming up. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.